Mount Cleveland is heating up once again. The Alaska Volcano Observatory issued an advisory alert today saying that their satellites have detected increased thermal activity.
We see evidence of increased heat in the volcano, and it's been persistent over the course of the last day or so. The most likely thing it represents is that molten rock is closer to the Earth's surface.
That's Steve McNutt, a coordinating scientist with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says that it's hard to get a sense of what Cleveland is actually doing because AVO doesn't have any seismological instruments there. But it's not unusual for Cleveland to act up. If anything, it's strange that Cleveland went over 3 months without any thermal anomalies.
Cleveland is very persistently active. For a stretch there, for several years, it had small eruptions, half dozen times a year or so. So it's been one of our most persistent performers.
If Cleveland did erupt, it could mean trouble for local travel. AVO has bumped the aviation warning level to yellow because ash from the volcano could make it difficult for planes to fly. Cleveland delayed air travel with a major eruption in 2001 when it shot ash clouds up nearly 8 miles into the sky. The volcano also caused problems when it blew in 2008, around the same time that Okmok and Kasatochi also went off.
Local people saw it. Fishermen had ash fall on them, and it was a three-ring circus for us.
Cleveland is located in the islands of Four Mountains, about 45 miles away from the village of Nikolsky. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.